This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm back with Dave, and today we're here to talk about the important dates coming up. We are 10 days from training camp starting, and we couldn't be more excited.
Hell yeah, 10 days, man, from training camp, and opening night was coming down the line pretty quickly here. But the reality is I'm pretty stoked because we have preseason coming up here really, really fast. I love it. Preseason to me is the beginning of everything. And it's just one of those things that if you've played sports before, you especially play basketball before, getting back into the gym after having a long break is something you can't even explain to somebody. So you know this excitement, this you know, anticipation's in the air right now. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this happening. This is going to be unbelievable. It's just going to be fun to watch and be part of this time around versus like last year, Mark and I were just getting in the game. This year, we're going to be part of it and we're going to be excited about it.
Absolutely, man. We're pumped up. And like Dave said, preseason starts off October 4th. It's going to be 8 p.m. versus Charlotte. That's exciting. Obviously, everybody's going to be watching that. Who knows what's going to happen there? I can't wait to see the first look at what coach is thinking for a potential starting lineup, although that won't really tell us that much. It'll just give us a glimpse, maybe. But then opening night starts out October 19th. So we're talking 1 month from now. So that's pretty sweet, man. We're 10 days from training camp. We're 2 weeks from our first preseason game.
Yeah, man. And I, you know, one of the things that I get excited about every year with the Thunder is what the coaching staff is going to be looking like. Your assistant coaches, your head coaching staff, obviously. We're pretty stable in the aspect of we pretty much know who's going to be the coach for the next few years. The same thing with Coach Don when he was there, and you know Scott Brooks while he was there before. So to me, like, we're a very stable place to have a job. So I'm really excited to see how Coach D is going to be growing. To me, this is going to be a really exciting moment for the Thunder because we get a real glimpse of exactly how he's going to be able to handle the pressure of having a team that's competing. Last year, he did great in the first half of the season. I was really proud of him, and we were in that hunt. And the second half, it just happened so fast. When you don't have your star player and you have other guys decide to step out of the games, you're not going to be able to get that amazing, unbelievable play that you're trying to get. Yes, you'll see some stars come out. We saw some great players that were able to put some games together, and it was great to see. But the fact is, we weren't healthy. And when you have a coach that's his first year coaching in the NBA, and yes, he's had coaching experience as far as head coaching in the G League, but not in the NBA. And when you have a first-year coach like that, you get to see a lot of interesting things. And I felt like Coach D really did a great job maneuvering all that pressure and all that stress that comes with it. So for me, when I get excited about what's happening, I get excited about the coaching staff. I found out a lot of great information last year, the beginning of the year, Coach Gibbs, and you know Coach Bliss. I love these guys. These guys make this team so much more powerful and so much more amazing. I like the professional habits that they teach these guys. To me, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I can't think of the last time that a Thunder assistant coach has gone on and not been able to get a job. They always get another job. So that speaks to job stability, like you were saying. And I'm just like, I'm really impressed. You know, I don't think about the coaching staff so much, but that's such a great point. I think about the players. I think about how hard they're going to be working, and they want to come back. They want to prove that they've been working hard. But, you know, as far as the coaches, you imagine that they're in the same position. You know, the whole organization wants to come back better, and I'm excited about seeing what that looks like. Obviously for SGA, Dort, and Bazley, that's awesome. But then last year's rookies, you know, and this year's rookies, what are they going to do? So these are the types of things I want to see. That's what makes me excited about all this. But yeah, the coaching staff, that's exciting too. So I'm pumped up about it. As the season approaches and it's getting very, very close, you know, it puts everything into perspective. Last year was a crazy year. I mean, our very first game was canceled because of COVID. And that was something that was just it didn't really end up happening that much for our team this season, but it really threw us into anything can happen this year. And think about it. That game, that very first game, was right around Christmas. I think it was just before New Year's. So in that gap, I could be wrong about that, but my point is, there was like, it was a very condensed season last year. So everything we saw happened in Warp Speed. So what is going to happen this year, hopefully, is that we have a regular season. And that's something to really look forward to.
No doubt, man. This is what's exciting, man. This is why we get excited about this, is because the development of the team is crucial. We got a real front row look. Everybody did that watch the Thunder at how Kenny Hustle was able to develop. If you guys did not hear about us talk about Kenny Hustle, jump back last episode. We talked about him. But the reality is that watching how Kenny Hustle has been able to maneuver around this Oklahoma City Thunder team really has all the reasons behind the personnel behind him. And to me, this is exactly why we get excited, because I'm pumped to see where Poku's going to fit in on this team. I'm pumped to see where Krejci's going to fit on this team. Josh Giddey, Derek Favors, man, all these new guys, they're new faces. I'm pumped about it. I know Poku's not a new face, but I think his position and what he's going to be doing this year is going to be a new position. You know, obviously Trey Mann and Aaron Wiggins are all, and Paul Watson are all guys that we're pumped about. But I want to see how Coach D is going to be able to maneuver all these guys playing, because we're 12 deep right now of 12 guys that should be getting playing time developing. So it's going to be fun, man. This is going to be wild. It's going to go crazy. And we could see some great things happen with this team that really shocks everybody but the people that are listening to Mark and I.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when you talk about Poku, I think he's a great player to start with, because he's indicative of the whole team. And I think when you say, you know, he's a new face of sorts, yeah, that's true. Like, we're expecting him to be a different player than he was, the same way he was a different player when he came back from the G League experience. This break should be much more positive for him than that, but we don't know. But we're just kind of looking at the track record, and we're extrapolating based on the information we have. And we expect that type of growth from everybody. And it's not going to be for everybody. And some players will exceed our expectations. And we love it. You know, this is what it means to cheer on for a team that's in the rebuild process. And if you remember, like, I feel like that, you know, that year that KD and Rust and Harden, they were all part of, like, the Team USA. And it wasn't the Olympics, but it was, you know, the World Championships. I think they call them the FIBA Games now. And they, you know, that was an exciting year. That was a really, really special year. I feel like we're entering that phase, you know. And it's not going to be the same, but that's what, you know, looking back, that was a fun time to be a Thunder fan, and this is going to be a fun time also.
Yeah, man, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because to me, I remember talking to you on the phone and how excited you and I both were that there was three, you know, Thunder players on the, at that time, would have been the Olympic team or even the World Cup at that time, whatever it's called. But the reality is that we had three players to watch there. Looking at it now, it's exciting when you have something like that. I wish I could go back and put that excitement in a jar and be able to utilize that. And the reality is that we look at this team that we have now, and I feel like the bones of this team is way better than the bones of those teams that we had. And when I say that, yes, it's blasphemy saying that this team is going to have another KD or another Russ or another James Harden. But the reality is that wouldn't it be crazy if we end up having four really, really good playmakers on this team? Not just good, but guys that average 20 plus points a game and 5 or 7 assists a game. Like, that's the type of stuff that we have on this team that could shock everybody. And what do you need in order to be able to do that? You need a coaching staff, and you need a GM to be able to be adventurous and recognize that the NBA is changing. You don't need somebody that's one-dimensional scorer on your team and then all of a sudden have four defenders and that's how you play. Like, that's not how the game is played anymore. You have to have functioning three-point shooters, rebounders, offensive rebounders, pick and roll guys. You have to have on a whole new level of guys being able to score at all levels and everywhere. So the NBA has changed so much that when we look at the development of this Oklahoma City Thunder team, I could see very easily that we could have 6 to 7 guys in the Olympics, the next Olympics, that are playing for their countries. And it's unbelievable to be even thinking about that.
Yeah, and we're pumped up, especially about the Canadians. And we can't wait to see what that looks like, because let's admit it, like, we've got some of the best Canadians in the world. And I'm sure there are some teams out there that would love to debate that. But what the hell? You know, we love what we got with SGA and Dort, and we think we can take those two guys on any 2-on-2 matchup in the world. But hey, we appreciate you guys continuing to join us, and we're going to keep doing what we do. And we appreciate you continuing to show up. So we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.